Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1052 or go to MyPillow.com and simply put in the code word Kate. Thanks, you guys.
How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today. So you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Rise and shine, fragile Americans. There's a victimhood to be claimed and microscopic germs to fear. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
I say, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right.
How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
Oh, I had to play it for you because if I just told you about that clip, you wouldn't have believed me. That carrot. You know, what if everyone's fine and they're doing well and it's summer and spring and they're traveling and I know, what if they're doing okay? How are we going to get them vaccinated? What's the carrot?
Yeah, they're enjoying those freedoms that that they have, those God-given rights. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
That's real. That was on CNN.
That was on CNN. And Chris Cuomo, that total tool, was interviewing her and she was the former president of Planned Parenthood.
No, yeah. I couldn't imagine someone from that organization saying such a thing.
Eric Moutsos is with me. You all know Eric. Well, by now you should.
Hi, anyway, guys.
If you've been in this fight for any length of time, you know Eric. Utah Business Revival. How are you?
I'm doing so good. I'm excited for tonight to listen to you speak tonight.
Oh, yeah.
In Hurricane.
That's right. So tonight, 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock, two showings.
Two showings, free. So
free.
No tickets required. First come, first serve seating. Bring your family because...
kids need to see this.
So this is the documentary we did called Non-Essential, and it's about what we did this last year, fighting back against all of these radical, insane mandates. It's how we got the first concert in America pulled off with Colin Ray. We show a lot of, we have doctors from Utah that are speaking out, nurses that are speaking out in the documentary. So it's at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. We have two showings. It's an hour long, and then Kate Daly's going to be speaking right
Woo-hoo.
After.
Coral Cliffs.
Yep, Coral Cliffs Cinema 8 in Hurricane.
Yeah, and please go. I want to meet you. He wants to meet you. We need to gather. We need to gather often.
Yes.
This is really important right now. We have a lot of stuff going down.
You don't even need a vaccine passport to come.
No COVID test.
Well, see, I... So this
kiss my rear.
Well, this week I actually came out. So I came out. Like, I really
you came
did.
Out,
I came
you came out.
I'm a trans-vaxite.
What?
Well, it just means that I identify... It just means that I identify... As one having COVID-19 vaccination, even though I haven't gotten or ever will.
Well, they should honor that. They honor anything. You could identify as a potted plant.
Well, you can't question my truth.
It is your truth. And I agree with
you. Stop trying to erase me. Transvax sites exist and we will not be erased.
I think you need a whole new class of rights.
Hey.
Well, I want to see.
So I posted that on Instagram, and like these people went nuts. They were like, "This is disgusting," and I was like, "You're a bigot." Don't. Why do you do? Why? This is my truth, bigot.
Yeah.
I am a transvaxite.
Right. I'm a supermodel and a transvaxite. I'm both.
Double.
Yep. I'm 20-year-old supermodel. I can be anything I want in this here America, and I choose.
But really, though, this passport thing—it's
scary.
It really is scary because it's happening. Israel, are you seeing what's happening in Canada right now?
Mm-hmm.
With that lunatic that's saying that you have to quarantine in his preferred hotel rooms?
Yes, it's disturbing, and I have some clips to play that are very disturbing today. And in the show today, and I'm telling you, we're going to go down that road a little bit today. And I didn't want, you know, jump off a bridge Friday, talk radio. that's not my goal. In fact, I was going to do something really lighthearted. But then again, we're in this place, and I can't believe I'm agreeing with Naomi Wolf because she's such a liberal Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not as much a leftist anymore. Leftists and Democrats are two different things now. And I hope people are realizing leftism is a religion. Mm-hmm. And it's the leftists that are going around as the Stasi. They want everyone to comply. And if you don't comply, you're the problem.
Yep. That's why the founders left to begin with, because they were forcing their religion and their ideas on the people.
Right.
And that's why they said, we're out of here.
Yeah.
And so when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, I don't know how many charges, maybe 27 charges against King George. Almost all of them are right on where we're at today.
I know.
Almost
scary,
all of them.
Scary, isn't it? And Naomi Wolf, the liberal Democrat, was saying, if we do this vaccine passport, this is the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
This is the cliff. We never get the country back if we allow this passport to go through, because this will only be on steroids for everything else they're doing too. So no privacy, no First Amendment, nothing. You have nothing left because of this passport, this social credit, which is very Chinese, the social credit passport, because it'll be inclusive, not only of, you know, the vaccines.
Well, I want to have somebody explain to me, if this isn't a continuation of the Mark of the Beast, what is? What is? You can't buy and sell and trade and this and this. I don't know exactly if it's going to be a chip or what it is, but this is all the same principle,
mm-hmm.
from a mask to the vaccine to this. And if you don't comply, we're not going to do business with you.
Right. And I'm torn on that one because I feel like there's going to be enough open that you wouldn't be completely curtailed. I actually think that comes along with a very, very big crash in our market and a new monetary system. But at the same time, this is the preparatory.
Yes.
So this is the data collection.
That's what I'm saying. It's all a continuation getting there.
Yeah.
Getting there.
So what are you going to do? We have to get very, very creative.
Yeah. You just don't comply.
Yeah. You don't comply. You get very creative. And you figure out where you stand.
Yes.
Because that's a decision that has to be made right now. There's a lot of people that are like, will I wear it to X, X, and X because I have to? No. No, you don't. You know?
I know. That's where I'm at with like airplanes. It's like, okay, I got to wear this thing on an airplane or else I can't get to here.
Right. But then you might have to drive. It's the truth. And I've actually worked that out with myself. Okay, I'm going to drive. Do I have a car that can make it? Do I have a car that actually is doable for driving long distances? Because we might not be able to travel. So the CDC came out and they are doing this really weird thing where they're saying, okay, you can travel with a vaccine. You don't have to have a COVID test. If you've had the vaccine, and the vaccine basically... So they came out and said this, CDC, head of the CDC, vaccinated people do not carry the virus. Well, she's right. There's no virus in the vaccine. I'm not joking. There is no virus in it. She said, don't get sick. And that is not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in the real world data. But then they said, they don't want you to travel. Make up your mind, CDC. I can't believe people actually listen to these people for credible information.
Well, and then Yahoo News just released that over 100 fully vaccinated people, they contracted COVID-19 in Washington State. This is after they were fully vaccinated. So right after they were fully vaccinated, mm-hmm. 100 people now have the
right
virus.
Because it makes you more susceptible to virus. It puts you into autoimmune. There's no COVID in it, right? And what do we know is COVID? I don't even know what COVID is anymore because they've dialed the test up so many times. I don't think they know what it is anymore. It just encompasses every single flu, every single cold symptom that there is. Two of those makes COVID. Okay. Anyway, we'll take your calls, Eric and I. And I'm so glad you're tuned in and listening live on a Friday. This weekend is Easter. And I haven't even thought about it. I haven't even thought about Easter. Isn't that sad? I want to get into that mode where I'm thinking about it. But it seems like the world is so nuts right now that it's hard to focus. Do you find that too? Like it's hard to focus on holidays. I feel like numb, kind of. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you feel this way sometimes?
Yeah. We just got to put our phones down sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, that's my problem is that I'm glued to this stupid thing. So I have to like really, really make an effort to just set it down, go outside in nature mm-hmm. and just meditate and just relax.
Right.
And just know that, yes, these things are happening. It's happening at a fast pace, but God sent us down. What is that scripture in the Bible where it says you've been born for such a time as this?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel. And so in the end, light always wins. And so we just got to keep speaking truth, being truth, following your conscience, and we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
But it's going to be hard.
Yeah, this isn't easy. And there's a lot of decisions that have to be made. And I know a lot of you are out there trying to figure out what to do. And that really is, that's truly a challenge. I know it is. And it's just hard. And I want to clear stuff up too. It's like, I have this sort of, how do I put this? Okay. So Chris Herod, I really like Chris and I actually put up a lot of his posts and stuff, but he said, you know, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but then he said this, he goes, I'm not a conspiracist that thinks the government or the pharmaceutical industry are out to get us or intentionally trying to poison us. I'm simply a realist and a student of history. So he takes a very practical approach and he's like, there's risks in everything. So you have to calculate the risk. And he says, people that are older should get it, be prudent by getting it. And I said, and I thought, why? Why should people that are older get it? That doesn't make sense to me. Because I wouldn't want anyone young getting it either. And so people that are in danger already, low on vitamin D, all kinds of different things that are not working in their favor, mm-hmm. are more susceptible to things. You give them this inoculation, because it's not a vaccine, and they're more susceptible to viruses. That's not okay. So he needs to be educated a little bit in what's in the shot, because he's just going off his feelings about it right now because of the war over it. He's not actually invested any time, I don't think, in looking at what's in it and not in it.
Well,
and
I mean, that's what we all need to do. It is the same company, Johnson & Johnson, that for years hid the fact that the product caused cervical cancer.
Yeah.
And now they're the same. We're supposed to trust this company?
Yeah. Yep. Same guy heading it for the government. Gardasil was his baby. And look how many young women were harmed and dead over Gardasil. And boys. Be right back with Eric Moutsos. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, shame is a prison, it's cruel as a grave. Shame is a robber, and he's come to take my name. Oh, love is my redeemer, lifting me up from the ground. Love is the power where my freedom song is found. There ain't no
Ain't No Grave by Bethel. Love this. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Erica proposed this idea. I love it. Welcome back to the show. Happy to have you. And make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Get a bullfrog hot tub. I was in mine last night, and it was just so stress relieving and nice and therapeutic. The jetpacks are amazing. The seats, the different seat heights. So what I would tell you to do is before April 5th, go and take advantage of up to $800 off and get one. Because I know you'll be so happy you did it. I was one of the best decisions I ever made. So I am telling you, you need to do this. You need to do it. And you'll love me for it. Tropical Pool and Spa. Tropical Fiberglass Pool and Spa. They know what they're doing. They're going to take care of you. Tell them we sent you. And then also go to Dr. Diet if you need to drop some weight and you need vitamin B12 or metabolic booster shots, or they have so many ways to help you. Appetite suppressants, you name it, they will help you get to your goal. And right now, you're probably noticing the weather is going to be warming up and you're going to want to lose some weight for this summer and feel better, look better. This would be a great time to do it. And they'll help you do it. They'll also do a free body analysis for you. So you're going to love that. You're going to find out exactly where you are. Cold, hard truth. But you know what? It's so good for us to kind of know where we're at. I love that. Dr. Diet is 628-DIET is the phone number. I have Eric Moutsos with me. We are going to be there tonight in Hurricane at the Coral Cliff Cinema. He'll be showing his film. It's the updated version of that. And you might want to come see that, I would imagine. You know what? There's nothing else you can do that's more important. We have got to gather. We have got to figure this out. And we have got to... you've got to feel that you are not alone in this. Go That's tonight. Right.
Seven p.m. and 9 p.m. It's an hour long. Bring your kids. I really mean that. Bring your children. It's family friendly because kids need to feel...
It's free.
It's free.
So get your popcorn. It's free.
That's right. Right. The kid, our youth needs to, they need to feel the spirit of liberty and understand.
I can't say this enough. You're so right on this.
So bring your kids.
And your kids will feel it.
And if you want to see the trailer to it, go to nonessentialfilm.com and you can watch both trailers there.
Okay. Nonessentialfilm.com. Yep. But we'll be there tonight. I'll be speaking too. And 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock, please go. First come, first serve. I'd love to meet you. So would Eric. And I think that this is just such a great opportunity to do that. Gather, feel what liberty feels like. So important.
You know what I was thinking about? If mandating vaccines was actually about health, then why wouldn't the government mandate healthy eating?
You ask
what
a riddle.
Well, what about exercise? What about exercise? Why wouldn't they mandate that?
Yeah.
I mean, these things, like, we are so lost.
I know.
And the, I don't know. My call out today to anyone is to just start speaking truth. Just start saying the things that are on your heart.
Yeah.
Say it on social media.
You're right.
You're going to get backlash, but that's part of the process for speaking truth.
Yep.
And you'll understand what it feels like. And some people in your family are going to get upset with you. Some people maybe in your work. But mm-hmm. right now we need voices.
I want to relabel conspiracy theorist to, I just don't like what you're saying. Not, I mean, regardless of whether it's truthful, mm-hmm. I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. Because that's really why people get called this, and why you might be getting some enemies is because they don't like what you're saying. They don't like it. It just goes against what they want to like.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the right. core of it.
Yeah. And they haven't thought through. Some people actually want to be told exactly what to do. They want that.
Well, yeah, you have no responsibility.
Well, and they want to leave it to smart people.
Yeah.
Here, he's smart.
Yeah.
She's smart.
Right.
Do you really think you're smarter than
There's
them?
There's a TV expert to tell you what to do next. You know what I mean?
How did we go from a virus a year ago? Now they're wanting to take all of our guns away. How did we get there so quick?
Right.
Why is that happening so fast? We're talking about a cold virus and now we're talking about taking away guns. And the Deseret News, they put out articles saying, we need to rethink the Second Amendment. So there's a virus, there's a cold virus, now we need to rethink the Second Amendment?
If everybody would flood Deseret News with letters, it'd be really nice. Because I went there in person and told them that it had been hijacked. Mm-hmm. And please write them letters and tell them they're off their rocker and they've hired people that have hijacked them. Well, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi there. Eric.
Hi. What's going on?
Well, the demographics of the world prove that Caucasians are the minority.
Hmm.
next time, I just hate to be beaten over the head. Because as a Christian, mm-hmm. I'll give anyone a chance.
Right. Right.
Because I want everyone to give me a chance.
Yeah.
I don't see why everyone can't understand that.
I know.
But I mean, I know they want to divide and conquer everybody, but
yeah,
and all the nonsense. And it is about truth.
Yeah. Thank you.
I won't be inoculated. I won't be disarmed. Okay. Expletive?
Mm-hmm.
No. Expletive. You expletive off.
Thank you for coding it. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, I'm with you. I am. You know, I had a wonderful email from a listener, and they said they noticed that on one of the podcasts I said that I walk into a store like, don't mess with me. Okay. And then they said, you know, well, I don't do that. I walk in just armed with the truth and ready to have a conversation and a smile. Now, I hope people don't realize that I just walk around mad all the time. I am only like, I should have clarified this in the hour. I only do that when I know a Stasi is coming upon me, right? Mm-hmm. To try to like, shame me or say something to me.
What are these people going to do?
I don't know. They're going to need a hobby.
What are they going to do once
weaving,
this is done? They're going to, it's like all these flight attendants, when this is done, they're right. going to be like,
Can you crochet a mean sweater? Can you do something with your time? They love the power.
Oh,
I deliver Pepsi and I have power. I get you your ice and you're going to do what I say. And so all I'm saying is I don't walk in angry all the time. I don't. I'm actually really nice. I swear to you, I smile. I'm happy. I don't walk in all the time. I only do that when I feel that coming mm-hmm. and then they don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you kind of have to walk in like you own it. And especially when we were in lockdown, that's what I had to do in order to go in. Because people were freaking out. So anyway, but I just wanted to clarify that I don't walk around totally ticked all the time. I'm actually a pretty nice person. And it's just not a full-time thing for me. I don't know what these people are going to do because they found power and they found a place. And you know, it's so odd to me.
It.
I look around and I'm thinking, you know, when we did a whole year on the Second Amendment, on Prop 2.
Mm.
On medical marijuana and people were giving me fits, you know, it's not studied enough. And I'm like, but you can go inject yourself with something that's experimental.
Well, yeah. I mean, you had the whole state of Utah just like screaming at the top of their lungs. They had, you know, even churches saying they're not studies. We don't have studies on a plant that's been here since Adam and Eve for pain.
Yeah.
But yet now we have this thing that's come out.
Was
where we are now literally
mm-hmm.
the guinea pigs.
Right.
And perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
How can that happen in their brains?
I don't know. There's teens out there that are starting to put a shot of them up. They got a donut in their mouth. they got the pet treat. And then they got the vaccine card signed and stamped. And then they have a because I care. As if you don't.
Right.
As if you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we have a lot of messaging going on right now. But
did you see what happened with the state with Spencer Cox just announced with the $9,000 that the government's going to give retroactively to people for their funerals of COVID? So if you died of COVID-19 last year,
mm-hmm.
your family gets $9,000 now for your funeral expenses.
Really?
Not cancer. Not heart disease, not diabetes.
We only quite care about COVID.
So $9,000. So now all these families are now applying for fake federal dollars
mm-hmm.
that the Fed doesn't have. They are trying to bankrupt. What else can we do? What else can we do? What else can we do? Let's give them funeral expenses for,
hey,
they didn't even die of it.
What carrot can we put out there?
It's, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. 9,000, huh?
Yeah, $9,000.
Quite a paycheck.
He just announced that 2 days ago.
For putting it on the death certificate, because you know car accidents, they put COVID on. If they swab for COVID and the person clearly died in the car accident, didn't matter. It was COVID. I know.
Did you know if they would have done the same criteria for swine mm-hmm. flu? You know how many deaths? Meaning, if they would have done the same matrix mm-hmm. on swine flu, we'd have over 700,000 swine flu deaths.
Mm-hmm.
700. So it'd be more. Swine flu would be more if they would have done the same criteria.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So they went from the testing debacle of 40 magnifications, anything over 25 is deceit. Then they went to two symptoms only, no test, to try to get as many people as they could under the umbrella. And then they went back to 40 magnifications again. And then the whole time they lied, said the hospitals were full. So here we are. Here we are. And now it's vaccine passport. I could not believe the opening clip, the CNN clip. I could not believe they were admitting it. How are we going to get people? How are we going to get them to obey, though? They're out there having fun, enjoying their freedom. It's fabulous.
I like they're healthy. I like when I see that, because it's like, it makes people realize, like, what?
Yeah.
You know, like, what?
Wait a minute.
Like,
you don't want us to enjoy freedom because we have to get a vaccine and we're not sick?
Well, like, Florida actually is now safer because there's no more mask mandate. So now the cases have gone down. But we don't like that.
No.
We don't want health.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I want to mention that a lot of corporations apparently are paying their employees to take this thing, and the media is not reporting that. A major national restaurants chain fellow was telling me they were paid $100 to take it. But the federal government is now giving 4 hours off to take the vaccine, which could be over $100 worth of salary.
Mm-hmm.
And they're strongly stressing, encouraging people to take it. That's a small step, probably before it's required for everybody who works for the federal government to take it.
Nice.
Things are going quickly, and this mm-hmm. ID card could be used for all sorts of tracking of us and other purposes after and even during this COVID-19 period.
Yeah.
It's very, very scary.
Thank you for that. Yeah, it is. It is. I actually do agree with Naomi Wolf, the liberal. It is very scary because it is the cliff.
And at least good for her.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
Because it's going to have to start happening.
Yeah.
People that just use their brain.
Yeah.
Just think. It's like, you know, someone sent me a message the other day that just said, Eric, I'm a Democrat. That was their message to me. Like, Eric, I'm a Democrat.
Okay.
And I finally just said, oh my gosh, like, I am so sorry. My response to them was pretty good. Basically, I am so sorry this happened. Here's my recommendations. Do not listen to the news, mainstream media. Think for about 48 to 72 hours straight. If you don't think for yourself, you'll have to start over again. And so it's pretty good. But and I'll be praying for you.
Not snarky at all. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Back. I got Eric Moutsos, and I welcome you back to the show. Of course, if you're looking for a property management and you have an investment property and you just want to make sure it's in good hands so you don't have to worry about it, I would absolutely choose Matt over at Caldwell Banker Property Management. These guys are really good. They handle everything. Contracts, they handle emergency calls in the middle of the night, serving notices, inspections, accounting, tax preparation, you name it, they do it all. They take the worry, the headache out of it. And they're so affordable and so amazing at what they do. Make sure that you give Matt a call over there. I know these guys, and they will work hard for you. And they'll do exactly what they say they're going to do. In fact, the number 272-4699, 272-4699. But I would highly recommend. People ask this all the time. You'd be so surprised when they come here. Property management companies. Well, Caldwell Banker is by far the best, head and shoulders above the rest. Absolutely give them a call. And then then make sure you get over to ABC Auto Body Central. If you have any cars that need to be fixed up and looking pretty again, this is the place to do it. They've worked on a lot of my cars, and unfortunately, because I have my kids. And I just want to say they just do a stellar job every single time. I can count on them. They work with the insurance company. They take the headache out. ABC is just awesome. If you get in an accident, make sure you choose ABC Auto Body Central. And I also, these people aren't expecting this. A New View Glass Company, they are just amazing guys over there. Very honest, very cool. Just do tremendous work. If you get a rock in your windshield, which happens a lot down here, if that happens, or you need a new windshield, or you need any services like this, A New View, they're awesome over there. I never knew how great they were. So big shout out to you guys. Eric. Oh, by the way, you can call 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. What else is on your mind, Eric? Because we're going to be speaking tonight. We'll be at Hurricane Coral Cliff, 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Free showings for the family. Bring your kids. And he's showing his film. It's a really great film. It really showcases what Utah just went through. What mm-hmm. just happened over the course of the year. But it also helps us to realize how many are fighting and how many are out there.
Well, and that we're the answer, too. It's like people really believe that the government's the answer. And the reason why they believe that is because that's what they teach in school.
Mm-hmm.
They don't teach the Constitution. They don't teach about God-given rights. People don't know their rights.
Mm-mm.
And so this is, yes, it calls out a lot of hypocrisy. Doctors, nurses are in, Utah doctors and nurses are in this film explaining the truth of it. And in the end, it shows how we pulled off one of the best, how we pulled off the concert, the first concert in America since COVID with Colin Ray, how we did that. And then it just shows hope, you know, so it exposes the hypocrisy mm-hmm. of government.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches, it's an education, but it's really action packed.
Right.
So I think you'll like it. Again, you can go to nonessentialfilm.com to look at the trailers, and then hope to see you there in Hurricane. And bring your family, bring your kids.
Yeah, I'll be there tonight speaking. Please go. We want to meet you. I know everybody's fatigued, and you know, the 800th show on COVID. I get it. I'm the same way you guys are. I'm looking at what's going on. It's tough to look at the headlines right now and depressing. And I don't choose to be depressed every day. I don't choose that road. I don't want to be. And I really want to know that we have a lot of hope in gathering right now, because we can still fight all this stuff. We really can. We can mm-hmm. still fight it. And I think that's really the message is, you guys, it ain't over. It ain't over. So why is everybody walking out before the final, you know, plays here? Because I've seen miracles happen. You've seen miracles happen. Things can happen. By the way, April 10th, Liberty Conference. Liberty Action Coalition is hosting 4 speakers. I'm one of them. Make sure you go to this. This is right after the county convention, and this is on April 10th, so next Saturday. I hope to see a lot of you there. That'll be a great event as well. Open phone lines, 888-673-1450. What's on your mind? A lot of people are saying, okay, can you concentrate on what's coming? What's coming? What's mm-hmm. coming down the pike? And it's scary, but yes, we do. I feel like I do a lot of shows on what's coming.
Mm.
I don't feel like we're lacking for that. I feel like a lot of people wanted answers. Like, what do we do? What's the best way to not wear a mask and to deal with all this? And what am I going to do about a vaccine passport and all these things? And we better get creative. And if you have any answers to that, call up. I'd love to hear from you right now.
Mm-hmm.
I really would.
Well, everybody has, to me, everybody has their gifts. Everybody has been sent down to Earth with a specific mission.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you got to listen to yourself and follow that light inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why you were sent here. Now, if some people feel like it's righteous and holy to, you know, wear a mask in their shower. Okay. Great. Do it. You know, and if you really believe that's what's going to get you into heaven,
mm-hmm.
okay, then I'm sure you'll be blessed for just the idea of obedience, right? But for those that are listening to their conscience and saying, hey, there's something wrong here. Like, this is an airborne virus
mm-hmm.
that you can breathe in the air. This mask isn't going to stop it. And so if people are questioning that and listening to their conscience, I believe they too are going to be blessed. So just mm-hmm. follow your heart.
It's like, you know, it's like ethics alarms. There was a story, Goring, his name was Goring, and his brother was one of the head Stasis, one of the head guys, and murderous thug. And his brother, his younger brother, wasn't. So his younger brother would take a name of somebody that was in the concentration camp, and he'd bring it to his brother, and he'd say, can you release this person? They're a really good person. Can you just release them for me? So he did this over 100 times. His brother kept doing it. He kept releasing him because he wanted to show his little brother how much power he had. Wow. He wanted to show the brother, like, oh, I'm the guy, right? I'm Hitler's best guy, so I'll sign off on it. And so at one point, the Nazis were walking, and they ordered all the Jews to get down on the sidewalk and start scrubbing it.
Wow.
And this guy, this younger brother of one of the head Stasis, Goring, got down on the sidewalk and started scrubbing alongside with the Jews.
Wow.
And when they said, give the Heil Hitler salute, he said, kiss my, I'll say, rear end. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That takes a lot of courage to do that in a time like that when everybody went one way. Mm-hmm. Any other way, you know, obviously you knew what the end result of that was going to be. And he didn't even know if his brother could protect him doing those kinds of things. But he did it anyway.
I think one thing that really, I don't know if bothered is the right word, but the irony is that who right now is the enemy in the United States of America? Who is the enemy? Who is being portrayed as the enemy?
Hmm.
Well, it's the people that voted for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. It's the people that are talking about the Constitution. Mm-hmm. It's the people that are talking about freedom. It's the people that are exposing what tyranny is. That's who the enemy is. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like that's who's being shown as the enemy to the media, to mm-hmm. all these people are the ones that are trying to just scream like, hey, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. It's amazing because it would seem like it would be the other way around, like big corporations, big pharma, government, those aren't the enemy.
Right.
So all throughout scriptures and history, we see that governments usually always the bullies.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful people are usually always the bullies. But now, right before Christ comes, the people were now the bullies?
Right.
For trying to make the warning, like, hey, have you read history?
Yeah, so true.
Isn't it amazing?
True. Yeah.
So we're the enemies. You have an American flag on your shirt? Oh.
Yeah.
That's a little radical.
Right? I had...
You're gathering? Talking about liberty and freedom?
I had Tim Alders on, and he was talking about how he went on a plane with a Trump hat, a Trump shirt. They were like, Trump mask. I'm sorry. It was a mask. Had it on his mask, and they wanted him to take it off and put on a different mask because it could offend somebody. Could offend somebody. What in the world are we coming to? So, yeah, we're there. But there sure is a lot of us. There really is. There's a lot of us. And I know what we're up against, but in strictly in numbers, we sure have them. If we can get some clear, concrete directions on things to do and what to do, then wouldn't that be fantastic?
Well, and they think that these people with the power,
mm-hmm.
they have our best interest in mind. And it's like, do you really believe that the most powerful, wealthiest people that they're in their secret meetings discussing something that will benefit you? Do you really believe that they're in their little secret chambers discussing you are going to be benefited?
That's such a great point, though, because if you were going to benefit, they wouldn't have to do it in secret.
Yeah, and if this vaccine was so popular,
mm-hmm.
why are they pushing it on every which way?
Why are they promising Krispy Kremes?
I'm
and why is Mal
you,
playing
so,
the?
They know that it's not as popular as they want it to be.
I know.
So they have to show all the people like showing their arm,
mm-hmm.
like look at me.
Right.
They've got to get celebrities to now do it. But now I'm getting all these reports, just messages. Hey, Eric, I want to let you know that my uncle just died, or my grandpa just died, like 2 days after the vaccine.
Yeah.
Nobody's reporting that. And those cases are starting to pile up.
Right. Robin Openshaw put that up, that her brother sent her a text, and somebody he worked with got Bell's palsy 3 days after. Mm-hmm. Had like a kind of a, well, what happened was the manifestation of like a mini stroke while driving. Because it came on while driving. And you know, was it because of the vaccine? Oh, well, the doctor said that only 2 days would go by where I would feel effects of it. And this is the third day, so it's probably not the vaccine. Really? Yeah, it's causing a lot of that. So there's so many warnings now, over 2,000 deaths and mounting. And that's only a portion of what they actually report to VAERS. V-A-E-R-S online is the vaccine reporting system for the government. So,
well, what's sad is they're going to blame, like, as soon as the next wave comes through, they're going to blame all of these deaths that are actual vaccine deaths. They're going to blame it on the next round of COVID, and they're going to blame it on the people that don't want to get vaccinated.
Right.
That's where the blame's going to go. So just be ready for that.
Well, we'll be known as dirty. We'll be known as the dirty people. Yeah. The dirty, the you know, the unclean, the people that that can't be invited to parties, the people that can't get inside of a sporting event.
I'm starting a movement. A movement. Hashtag unvaccinated lives matter.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah.
Is there enough room in the yard signs?
There is now.
Mexican lives matter, black lives matters. I actually like that. Unvaccinated lives matter. We should probably start I don't know how to wake people up anymore. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, do you just...
You don't. Like, it's to the point where people have kind of they've kind of made their beds. So it's like the clarion call has gone out, and the people that I believe were called to be the voice, they're now, that's it. Because very, very, very few times in history, it's always a minor group of people that are speaking truth.
Mm-hmm.
And always. So I think, I don't know if there's any more waking up to do. People have kind of
by
just...
By now, after a year, you would think that, by now, you've got all the information at your fingertips. If you want it, you can go online, you can look at it. There's enough doctors that are out there saying, beware, as there are doctors parading around the narrative, right?
That's right.
So which ones are you going to believe, really? It's not like doctors said, but my conspiracy friend said this. No, there's enough doctors on both sides now.
That's right.
So that's exactly. Now you get to choose who you're going to listen to. And I know a lot of people are struggling out there with parents that want to take the vaccine. And I'm not quite sure when we're older, are we more gullible? Like, what happens to us? Don't we have a whole history of understanding these things and knowing these things and being able to look and as you've lived through history? Why is the gullibility factor kicking in with older people? Why is this?
Well, I think it's because they're getting shamed by some family members.
Mm.
Like, we're not going to let you see it. We don't want to kill you, Grandpa. So just go get it so we can all hang out.
Oh, if I see one more commercial where the grandma's finally hugging her kid, you can finally hug again.
Yeah.
I will go through the roof. Oh, we are actually out of time. I didn't even look at the clock. Darn it, Kate. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
Tonight,
see you tonight.
Tonight, Hurricane, Coral Cliffs, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, be there. It'll be great. It'll be great. Bring your families, bring your friends. If you have friends in for Easter, bring them. I would love to meet them. So would Eric. Everybody have, well, anyway, I'll be right back with Suzanne Sherman, constitutional attorney. You're going to love her. And then in the last hour, I want to play some clips for you to kind of showcase where we're headed, possibly. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.